DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, Roger here with news of a blind marathon runner and a new invention that's helping him make history. He's using glasses that enable sighted people to give him guidance and direction in real time while he's running. His name is Clark Reynolds, and he's a 45-year-old man. He has run in the London Marathon using a tethered guide runner. That's someone who's tied to them that runs along with them. And he did that 3 years ago. But now he's upping the ante. Rather than using a physical guide, he's got an app on a pair of specs called Be My Eyes, and that will connect him with a worldwide network of sighted volunteers. Through a miniature camera mounted on the front of these smart glasses and speakers in the earpieces, people will be able to see what he could see and speak to him in real time, directing him through the typical 26.2 miles, that's 42.2 kilometres, of your average or your real accurate marathon. He says that running has given him another opportunity to spread the word about what unsighted people can do. He previously competed in the London Marathon with the help of a physical guide runner, but plans on running now with the help of a worldwide network of virtual volunteers. He's been supported by Fight for Sight, a charity which funds research into sight loss and for which he is an ambassador. Reynolds, who's from Havant, is also known as Mr. Dot, because that's a name he employs when he travels around the country teaching Braille through art in schools. He's been visually impaired in his right eye from the age of 6, but 13 years ago he noticed a shadow in his left eye, and since which time he's lost his sight. Be My Eyes is used for day-to-day tasks such as helping visually impaired people find the right button on a TV remote, for example. But Reynolds has explained that he accesses the help of volunteers, who are complete strangers, by saying, "Hey, Meta, come and be my eyes," and they will tell him if there's any obstacle or person in his way. He describes the glasses as similar to a Peloton bike with someone guiding you. "They're not only my eyes, but my cheerleaders too," he added as he runs along. So it can be surprising when they connect and see Reynolds in his mid-run. They probably think, "Oh gosh, this is a bit strange," he said, "but I'm really excited to be doing this. If you had told me 13 years ago that I'd be an ambassador for a major charity and I'd be inspiring visually impaired children around the world, I would never have believed you."
TNF Soundings.